Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation. You know, there was one time in the Bible study early, that there was a lady who gave a message. And do you remember the lady that gave the message? And when she delivered the message, everybody in the room went, ooh, ah, whoa. But then shortly after she delivered the message, people said, what was it about again?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do. It was about fear, right?
It was about fear. Yeah.
And she was one who lived in her mind.
And she delivered a very, very eloquent, intellectual, amazing message. Mm-hmm. But it had no fruit at the end of it.
And no practicality.
And no life.
And no life.
The reason it didn't is because it emanated from, and there you go back to what I wrote these posts on, is it Christ or not? Mm-hmm. Was it life or death? Was it Christ or not? And when I heard that message, I said, that was a really great message. But I could not remember a single thing that was said.
All the glory was for her as the grand speaker, but there was no substance and no life.
Wow.
It was a big lesson for us.
Wow.
And we also had to learn really painfully and long that people who began to speak out of the flesh and out of the mind, we had to learn that it was our responsibility to say, stop.
Yeah.
This is not Jesus.
Yeah. But there again, is it Christ or not? Mm-hmm. Not if it's right or wrong.
Right, or good or bad.
Mm-hmm. Is this Christ? Mm-hmm. And I think now that we've matured as a body, I think now that we would stop and say, wait. Mm-hmm. But there was with that particular time, there was almost like a spell kind of trapped around it because it mesmerized.
Mm-hmm. It was.
I can't say that. Yeah. I would say, wait a minute, stop. Mm-hmm. Because I know what Christ smells like. I know what he sounds like. And I didn't necessarily go, oh, wait a minute, this is absolutely not God. Mm-hmm. It was seductive.
It was seductive and it was brilliant.
And not sexually seductive. It was brilliantly seductive. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It seduced the mind. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, whether it was not good or evil or right or wrong, it's whether it's Christ or not. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, that's the power of Paul's message, is that it wasn't, you know, is Christ being preached? That's all he cared about. Mm-hmm. It wasn't whether it was right or wrong. Okay. Is Christ being preached? And in that, she wasn't delivering Christ. She was delivering herself. Okay. And then the pastor that you were talking about. And so that kind of takes the air out of whether I say it correctly, whether I say it energetically, whether I say it with passion, mm-hmm. whether I say it with eloquent words, that just kind of deflates that graft mm-hmm. altogether and says, who's the source of it? Was it a capital S source?
And we are supposed to know.
Yeah.
The voice, with another voice, the sheep will not hear. And the sheep know my voice.
Yep.
If you don't know his voice,
it's because you're not a sheep.
You're not a sheep. And sometimes believers who are born again and are sheep will not be one.
Hmm.
That you're only a disciple.
What's frightening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's an utterly frightening position to be in as a sheep, because you are absolutely, utterly vulnerable.
And dependent.
And dependent.
Absolutely dependent.
You're vulnerable to the entire world. Mm-hmm. You're vulnerable to everything. Mm-hmm. But then you have a shepherd who's able to protect you. You have a shepherd who is able to keep you and watch you and watch for you. Mm-hmm. But
watch over you.
And watch over
us. And watch over everything that's going on. That's That's what he
That's does. The ultimate safety.
Yes, it is the ultimate safety.
But
and so fear is really a wretched denial of the shepherd. I picked up an old Bible the other day, and I had written in it, a disciple is a sheep that follows, or he is not a disciple.
Ooh.
A disciple is a sheep, because it's all about following after Jesus, following wherever he goes, and not initiating anything. We're not supposed to initiate anything. And I heard someone say recently, the great need of the church in this hour is the gift of discernment. And that gift comes only by what you went through that you described, a training in discernment.
Mm.
And what I went through with this pastor, because I thought he was a great speaker. He had wonderful things to say. I just didn't know they weren't his.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Christ says to be a sheep, yes. He also and be shepherded, which is vulnerable. But he also says be a child, which mm-hmm. is an utter vulnerability as well. Mm-hmm. You are completely vulnerable as a weaned child. You are utterly vulnerable to the parent, that the parent take care of you, that the parent watch you, that the parent shelter you, the parent feed mm-hmm. you. You are vulnerable. And I think that it's that naked vulnerability that we do not like.
Mm-hmm.
It's too frightening.
We want to be independent.
Right.
I read something very powerful. I believe it was Austin Sparks, and it's so true. He said, what human beings want is power. And that's what gets us into trouble. And that person who spoke so brilliantly and in mesmerizing manner,
mm-hmm.
that was power.
Power.
The power of the enemy present.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know that it was a power at that time.
No.
Mm-mm. But we just knew that we suddenly were confused.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was left but her.
Right. Right.
And,
you know, anytime we talk about power, I always think of Galadriel from Lord of the Rings, when she has her encounter with the ring and she's given the ability to take the ring, and she becomes just like crazy, like, you know,
with ambition,
you know, I could be the master of the universe, and you know, and that ring of power made her crazy. It was enticing, and it made her crazy, and she literally had to get away from it, and saw that it was too powerful, and it is too powerful.
Did she throw the ring off?
I don't remember how it happened. I don't even know if she put it on. She just had it, but I don't remember. I'd have to watch it again. And somebody
very insightful issue that it's about power.
It was about power.
And what it really means is we all want to be God. We don't want to have a God. We want power.
And it's enticing, mm-hmm. and it's seductive, and it makes us nuts, crazy.
I want to read something also in an older Bible. This is Oswald Chambers. The greatest blessing spiritually. I wonder what we would say that is. There's all kinds of lists of things we could say is the greatest spiritual blessing. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
The greatest spiritual blessing is the knowledge that we are destitute. Until we have gotten there, our Lord is powerless in our life.
Whoa.
Until we are destitute. See, we don't follow
wow.
when we want our way.
Well, that takes it to another realm,
yeah.
doesn't it?
And it's and I know this so well because he has reduced me over and over and over. He has taken this lamb
hmm.
and set her down and made me know. He hasn't made me destitute. He's made me know that I am.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that is the greatest blessing spiritually, the knowledge that we are destitute like children.
That we are.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
That is our state. And it's written on the page of Matthew 5, the Beatitudes, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And until we get there, our Lord is powerless in our lives.
That should be a big enticement to embrace your
destitution. I was grieving about someone recently who's missing the mark so badly. And I said, Lord, what is it? And he said, she will not be nothing. Mm. And I said, oh, let me be nothing. I am nothing.
I am nothing.
I am ever discovering I am nothing. He is everything. And he's got to be everything. We don't need to be anything. We're a vessel. We're a clay, common vessel.
Right.
And we need to be in the adventure of watching him live a life that we're incapable of living in our own being.
It's not a slight on us.
It's just a reality.
It's the reality, and it's the blessing of everything.
It's dependence. We are independent, and that's the sin of the garden. But oh, how lovely to be a stupid sheep and know that he doesn't expect us to be anything else.
Or if you don't like to be a sheep, be a child. Either one. Mm-hmm. Either one are completely dependent.
Yes.
Utterly dependent.
Mm-hmm.
Devastatingly dependent. We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.